Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, 1 month ago, as fears grew about the spread of the Delta variant, the Taoiseach announced a game-changing breakthrough. He had spoken to the President of Romania and agreed to buy 1 million vaccine doses, which Romania no longer needed due to low uptake rates there. Well, 4 weeks later, those million vaccines have yet to arrive. Andrei Baciu is Secretary of State at Romania's Ministry of Health, and he joins us now on the line. Thank you very much, Andrei, for joining us this evening. Is the deal, I suppose, most pertinently, is this deal definitely going ahead as far as you're concerned?
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for the kind invitation. You have to know that dealing with very sensitive biological products like these vaccines are, there are very specific procedures, technical procedures, to be prepared in order for the logistical and the shipment to happen. Before that, we also have to find the best way from a legal point of view, because this is something involving three parties as well. So yes, this is an ongoing process, but things are not that it cannot happen overnight.
It can't happen overnight, but it has been 4 weeks since we were told that there was this big breakthrough. How much longer do you think it will be before a deal can be agreed?
Indeed, there are a couple of... this has been discussed some time ago, indeed. Well, as I mentioned, moving this amount of vaccines is a highly sensitive biological product. It's no easy task, and requires very appropriate planning. Hopefully, we are going to be able to make it happen as soon as possible. But it's not something that otherwise would have happened a lot faster.
And is that the only problem at the moment, Andrei, this issue of how to move this very sensitive biological product, as you say, or are there other issues around the deal?
No, there are two dimensions that we are working currently on. The legal framework behind it, because, of course, there's the two states involved in the agreement, but there's also a third company. Third party, the company producing the vaccines. So this is one thing. And the second thing, of course, the logistics behind shipping the vaccines. So this here as well, there are several options, but there are, as I mentioned, two different dimensions that we are currently working on. But you have to know that we are in a constant dialogue with our colleagues from Ireland. So things are moving as soon as possible.
Because I know
there is no problem, technical or legal problem behind it. It's just that these things take time.
Okay, so just to be 100% clear, then this will happen. It's just a question of when. There's no question that this deal won't happen.
So first of all, I would like to mention the fact that European member states have agreed upon this kind of process out of solidarity, because. As we all know already, the only weapon we have against COVID-19 are the vaccines against COVID-19. So we knew from the very beginning, from the very, very first moment, the fact that at a certain point we will reach a surplus of doses. And when that point will occur, we will adjust the doses following the needs of different states. So, as you very well mentioned, there was an agreement between the Romanian president and the prime minister of Ireland. And this process will go on. It's just that you have to know that this moving and transporting highly sensitive biological products, and we have to. It requires very, very good, very, very good planning. So,
sure. No, I do understand that. Yeah, sorry, Andrei, to interrupt you. I do understand that, and you've made that point very clearly. I think that there are difficulties and complications around transporting the product. I'm just trying to get clarity as to whether or not there is a guarantee the product, the vaccines, will be coming at some stage.
Well, we have the doses that. Have been agreed on. We have them expertly allocated for, I mean, there's no other plan behind it. So
okay.
For the doses that the both states have agreed upon, those doses are available. It's just that we have to, I mean, I understand that it might look something very simple. Come on, there are some vaccine doses. We can just ship them from Bucharest to Ireland. But in reality, we have to make sure that every dose of vaccine, at the end of the day, wherever it's shipped, is transported within maximum security margins, meaning that we have to keep a very precise temperature. We have to guarantee that the logistic and the transportation is done very secure and properly monitored.
So I know there was a deal. I know there was a deal announced around the time that Ireland announced its deal. There was also an announcement that Denmark had announced a similar deal with your country. Have the deliveries to Denmark taken place yet, or have you had similar difficulties there?
Well, that's a very good example. So, with Denmark, as you know, Romania sold an important number of doses to Denmark as well. And you have to know that the arrangement with Denmark also didn't happen overnight. So it took us some time to prepare everything needed from a legal point of view, the contract and so on and so forth. And then also the transportation with technical experts.
Okay. And how long did it take, Andre, from the moment the deal was announced to getting the vaccines to Denmark?
I think a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So this is the regular time frame for any arrangement like this. And we have to know that, I mean, we in Romania, for instance, we have been helping the citizens of Republic of Moldova with donations a couple of times. And also, it's not happening overnight. So because we have to guarantee that everything is done properly and safe and the vaccines arrive safely and they can be properly used.
And would there be any concern the vaccines may be out of date by the time they get to Ireland or close to being out of date?
Here we have to know two different things. First of all, there are validity periods different for every vaccine. So you have to be able to execute a proper stock management in order to use the vaccines that come first. So, of course, that we are going to, here as well, we are using, of course, vaccines in order to have the best management of the vaccine stock as possible. But there is no worry about having vaccines close to expiration day because we have a vaccination campaign going on as well in Romania. So, things are very well prepared from this point of view. I mean, behind it is a very complex planning procedure.
Yeah, and just finally then, you mentioned the vaccine program in Romania, and I know that the take-up in Romania is quite low. I think it's just 30% roughly of adults who are fully vaccinated compared to 71% here. Do you think there's any ethical issues with selling vaccines when your own country is still at quite a low rate?
Well, we still have enough vaccines for the follow-up of the campaign. But here, I mean, there are some particularities. In Romania, we had a very good start. And then also, this rhythm has been kept in the big cities. For instance, in Bucharest, Bucharest is a capital city of Romania. Very nice city, actually, with around 2 million inhabitants. So around 50% of them are already vaccinated.
Okay.
But in contrast, we're facing challenges in the rural area, having small but many communities where we have to get with mobile units. So, indeed, we have 30-something vaccination rate percent, but it's a difference between, it's a mix, it's an average between a much higher vaccination rate within the big cities and
depending on location. I understand. Just very finally and very briefly, Andrew, if you don't mind, it's been reported here that it may be the end of the summer by the time the vaccines arrive from Romania. Would that be your expectation, the end of the summer?
It's very hard to say because it's a teamwork, so We are currently working on this, it's not up to the Romanian side. It's, as I mentioned, a three-party.
All right. So no guarantee that the end.
So
no guarantee that they'll arrive.
No, you don't have to take it this way. That is no guarantee that by the end of the summer. It's just that we're making it happen as soon as possible. And as I mentioned, if you look at any similar transaction within Europe, you will see that more or less the time frame is the same. But anyhow,
I understand.
The principle behind it, the solidarity behind it, it's the main idea that should define this whole event.
All
the
right, fact that we'll leave it there,
Andrew. We can,
thank you very much for joining us.
We can, defeat the virus.
I understand, and thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Andrei Baciu, who is Secretary of State at Romania's Ministry of Health.